Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The so-called experts tell us there is a crisis in infant and early childhood mental health. The academics, bureaucrats, and front groups for the pharmaceutical industry are promoting cradle-to-grave mental health screening, even in our youngest children. This would enable the government to take over the care of all children's mental health, and the most efficient way to do that is through the use of public schools. These bad ideas are propagated by a federal outfit called the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. 48 states and several territories have received federal grants to implement mental health screening. Minnesota received a federally funded grant to coordinate and integrate early childhood screening systems to assure that all children ages birth to 5 are screened early and continuously for the presence of health, socio-emotional, or developmental needs. An even more dangerous way of intervening in the mental health of young children is by the use of powerful psychiatric drugs. A study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association revealed a 300% increase in the use of these drugs in 2 to 4 year old children between 1991 and 95. Yet the science behind the diagnostic criteria, the screening instruments, and the treatments is appallingly bad. There are no studies showing long-term safety of psychiatric drugs used on children or the effect on children's developing brains and bodies. 2 of the 3 classes of these drugs are under the FDA's stringent warnings for suicide and violence. They also interfere with learning, causing violence and neurological problems. What can be done to stop this unscientific and dangerous government invasion into the minds of our children? Parents, it's up to you. Parents must refuse to submit their children to any of these unscientific screenings and surveys.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 14. 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast, and it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Two-thirds radio. Talk about population control. We got Dave from Northern California. I guess I need to specify that, huh?
Southern, just because Southern California is la-la land to us people up here in the far north. We've all been trying to secede from Southern California for a long time. Now it looks like we're going to have to secede from the whole darn union. I would vote for that.
Isn't that where Arnold is located?
Yeah. They're the people that voted Arnhole in. Anyway.
The charm.
Yeah. I'll get off the phone. I'll let somebody else call in. But I just wanted to say, if anybody out there has access to information on West Nile or records that would prove that it's still a big problem, because it seems to be one of those things that sort of just dropped off the map like everything else, like the anthrax attacks. Perfect example. Something horrible happens, everybody gets excited, and then it just sort of gets quiet, and then something else horrible takes its place just as quickly as possible. And I think West Nile is still boiling away out there, just sort of off the map where you can't see it. There's no reason for it to have stopped. They haven't actually addressed the problem. So I expect that we're still seeing West Nile problems that aren't being diagnosed or just aren't really being reported as such. That's a guess, though.
Well, you know, it's like the anthrax investigation, so-called. It's been dropped.
Yeah.
And the only reason they gave is it ran at the top military secrets. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, can anybody say inside job? I mean, what more do you need than that? Oh, it's scary stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, thanks for your call.
Thank you, man.
Anytime.
Bye-bye.
Yep. All right, that was an interesting call because it kind of leads right into what I want to talk about next. This is another aspect, guys, of the population control fiasco. As a matter of fact, this will show you what I'm going to talk about next. This will show you the kind of psychopathic mentality that government officials and government agencies actually have. If you have any doubt that they're interested in reducing the population, mass murdering segments of the population, if what I shared with you already has not convinced you of that, well, check this out. Most Americans are totally oblivious to the fact that for decades on end now, the CIA, the Army, and other government agencies have been engaging in human experimentation, without the knowledge or consent. Now, what I'm going to be focusing on here just deals with dousing the public in major cities around the country with chemical and biological agents just to see what the effects would be. This is only one aspect. I've got other shows coming up in the future. I'm going to be talking about, you know, MK Ultra, mind control experiments. You wouldn't believe the sick and psychopathic stuff that's gone on. And, you know, in these experiments, they've actually employed top-notch scientists, doctors, professors in various fields, the people that you ordinarily would think that you could trust, prestigious doctors, you know, medical professionals and scientists and whatever, that you would think are out for your interest and your health and your well-being. No, they were actually the ones contracting with the CIA, multi-million dollar contracts, working with and for the CIA, the U.S. Army, and again, other government branches, to literally treat humans like guinea pigs and douse them with deadly chemicals and biological agents just to see what the effects would be. But let me just focus here on the CIA and the U.S. Army working jointly, releasing chemical and biological agents in cities around the country, and, you know, again, just to see what would happen. It's been admitted. Oh, these people are psychopaths, man, let me tell you. They really view us, guys, as the little lab rats, the little playthings. But let's take a look, again, at some examples of this. The Army, for example, has acknowledged publicly that between 1949 and 1969, over a period of 20 years, 239 populated areas from coast to coast were blanketed with chemical and biological agents, 239 locations around the country. The public was treated, once again, as guinea pigs, as it was sprayed with toxic agents for the purpose simply of measuring patterns of dissemination in the air, weather effects, dosages, optimum placement, etc. Sometimes the CIA assisted the U.S. Army in these experiments. At other times, it acted alone. Here are a few examples. 1950, San Francisco Bay Area, clouds of spray from a ship were created that engulfed an area 200 miles long up and down the coast. The spray contained Bacillus globigi, can't pronounce half of these, and Serratia marcescens. I'm probably butchering the pronunciation here, but anyway, these are two deadly bacterium. To test the feasibility of a military application of these cultures for biological warfare, 11 infections and one death were reported as a result. This is just what they report. God knows it's probably...
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Airport and the Washington Greyhound bus terminal were involved in these tests. The Army released Bacillus subtilis. Yeah, sounds real subtle. The effects of this bacteria are especially harmful, even deadly to the elderly and the sick. And there's no known reports about what the consequences of this were. There wasn't any follow-up. These people were just inundated with it and went their own separate ways. I'm sure there were sicknesses and deaths that result from this, but we'll never know. And again, was anybody brought to justice over this? Nope. They totally get away with it. It's absolutely astonishing. Anyway. Okay. 1955, Tampa Bay area. The CIA conducted an open-air test with whooping cough bacteria. The number of reported whooping cough cases jumped from 339 and one death in 1954 to 1,080 and 12 deaths in 1955. Anybody doubt that the government is interested in reducing the world population when they're doing these tests? Admittedly, this is what they admit to. And let me tell you, there's a whole lot of stuff they deny. A whole lot of documents that, are blacked out when they do release them, and many, many, many more that they won't release at all, blacked out or otherwise. This is just stuff that has been acknowledged. Heaven only knows, once again, the stuff that they're still continuing to do that we have no idea about. And let me tell you, they're still doing a lot of stuff. 1956 to 58, Savannah, Georgia, and Avon Park, Florida. The Army released hundreds of thousands of Aedes aegypti mosquitoes that are known for carrying yellow fever and dengue fever. Though the Army claimed that they were uninfected, one would have to wonder why they were released at all in the first place. Judging from previous involuntary use of the public as their guinea pigs, there's no reason to believe this denial. Okay, let me go on. 1956, New York City. CIA and joint army team sprayed the Holland and Lincoln tunnels using trick suitcases and a car with dual mufflers to release them. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back. I'll talk about that some more.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Looking after your investments.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host Charlie Giuliani, continuing our discussion here on population control. So this particular experiment, this was in 1956 in New York City. The CIA and the Army teamed up and sprayed the Holland and Lincoln tunnels using trick suitcases, fake suitcases, in other words, and a car with dual mufflers. The agent used this time was Bacillus subtilis, variant Niger, whatever that is. It's a variant of that particular strand, I guess. This agent was also released in subway systems during rush hours. One method was to fill light bulbs with the bacteria and then smash them on the sidewalk near subway ventilation grills. Oh, isn't that nice? Yeah, just let the wind carry them along. And, you know, they would sit behind ventilation shafts, you know, in subways sometimes when they did this stuff. They'd release it through the ventilation vent. And then they'd sit there with their little clipboard and take notes. They'd observe, you know, are people sneezing, coughing, wheezing, their faces turning red, or whatever. And just taking notes, observing what's happening. It's just absolutely incredible, guys. The U.S. Army has also used servicemen as human guinea pigs to develop and perfect chemical and biological warfare agents over the years. For example, the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs released a report in 1994 which stated, check this out, quote, approximately 60,000 military personnel were used as human subjects in the 1940s to test two chemical agents, mustard gas and leucite, which is a blister gas. Oh, lovely. Most of these subjects were not informed of the nature of the experiments and never received medical follow-up after their participation in the research. Additionally, some of these human subjects were threatened with imprisonment at Fort Leavenworth if they discussed these experiments with anyone, including their wives, parents, and family doctors. For decades, the Pentagon denied that the research had taken place, resulting in decades of suffering for many veterans who became ill after the secret testing. Once again, I will ask the question, does anybody doubt the fact that the scoundrels that control this government are interested in population control, or that they have, that they don't have the lack of scruples required to engage in such activities? When you realize that, you know, various government agencies for decades on end have been doing stuff like this, I mean, really, can you possibly doubt that this stuff is indeed going on? Of course, it's not just the Army and the CIA that have played such games on U.S. citizens. Many other federal institutions have conducted tests on people unbeknownst to them for decades on end now. Often it happens that various branches of the military have experimented, or at least have proposed to experiment on the general public with new supposedly non-lethal weapons systems. I made reference to this before. One such instance was reported on CNN September 12, 2006, just last year. This is what I made reference to earlier. The Air Force secretary? Here's what CNN said. Non-lethal weapons such as high-powered microwave devices should be used on American citizens in crowd control situations before being used on the battlefield, the Air Force secretary said Tuesday. The object is basically public relations. Domestic use would make it easier to avoid questions from others about possible safety considerations, said Secretary Michael Wynne. If we're not willing to use it here against our fellow citizens, then we should not be willing to use it in a wartime situation, said Wynne. Because if I hit somebody with a non-lethal weapon and they claim that it injured them in a way that was not intended, I think that I would be vilified in the world press. You catch that? This is what I was talking about earlier. They're not concerned, guys, about our domestic media, because they know, as always, that they'll lie and cover things up. They have control of the domestic media, but they don't have that control with the foreign press, not yet anyway, not fully. And so, you know, they will be demonized in the foreign press. They don't want the bad PR. So they're actually coming out and telling you that they're going to experiment with you here. Go Google it, guys. They've been certainly experimenting with our servicemen. You'll see them, you know, dropping to the floor and just wailing in pain, excruciating pain, as these microwave weapons are aimed in their direction. But, you know, if all this isn't bad enough, President Bill Clinton admitted during a speech that he gave on October 3rd, 1995, that the U.S. government had conducted thousands of radiation experiments on unsuspecting victims across the country during the second half of the 20th century. And when we get back, I'll read you the statement that he made. It's astonishing. Stick with us, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, talking about population control. Here's the statement that Bill Clinton made. Maybe I should try to talk like Bill. No, I'll spare you. Anyway, here's what he said. Thousands of government-sponsored experiments did take place at hospitals, universities, and military bases around our nation. Notice he said thousands. And notice where he said they took place. And, you know, I'm going to document this. I got a show I've put together. I'm going to go into detail on this, where and when they took place and the exact nature of these tests, what they involved. It's unbelievable, guys. It's just incredible. But this is all public record now. It's documented. It's undeniable that this stuff was going on. They did in prisons, too. Prisoners were subject to just total Hitlerian, Orwellian, you know, Mengele type six psychopathic experimentations. Again, he said thousands of government-sponsored experiments did take place at hospitals, universities, and military bases around the nation. Well, you know, military bases, yeah, you can figure that. But hospitals and universities? They're big ones, too. Major, well-respected and prestigious medical establishments. Medical doctors, you know. People were going in with third-degree burns, expecting to get treatments for their burns. And they didn't even bother with the burns. That wasn't their interest. Oh, they just put a Band-Aid or a bandage or whatever. But what they really were doing was giving them radiation dosages, painting their skin with this pasty material that would stick. And it was highly radioactive. And, you know, they would come back the next day, and the people didn't know what was being done to them, of course. And, you know, they were testing them to see, oh, do they have lesions, sores? Are they developing any cancerous tumors? And anyway, Clinton goes on, the goal was to understand the effects of radiation exposure on the human body. You know, for military applications and, you know, whatever. Also, mind control applications, too. I'll talk about that on a future show. Anyway, Clinton goes on. While most of the tests were ethical, no, they were not. Not one of them was. But anyway, nevertheless, here he goes on. Though most of the tests were ethical.
Yeah, sure.
By any standards, some were unethical. Oh, you don't say now. Some were unethical, not only by today's standards, but by the standards of the time in which they were conducted. They failed both the test of our national values and the test of humanity. Well, at least he did admit that anyway. Please notice, guys, that these experiments were conducted, like I said, at hospitals and universities, as well as by government institutions. So, I mean, this is not some crackpot, crackerjack box, credentialed doctor doing this stuff. These were well-credentialed, well-respected, well-established doctors and medical facilities, hospitals, universities, okay? Yeah, I hate to rain on your parade, but your government, a great many doctors and other professionals don't give a hoot about your health, especially when multiplied million-dollar budgets are concerned. That's what they were paid to do this stuff. Oh, man, I'm telling you, people need to snap out of it and wake up what's going on here. This is sickening stuff. So do you still doubt that there's a push for population control? Do you still doubt that your high-ranking government officials, your public servants, would ever think of doing such a thing, reducing the population? On what basis, pray tell? Speaking of the medical profession, here's something interesting to take note of. A full one-third of all people admitted into hospitals in the U.S. today are there because of complications from medications. Not only that, but 700,000 Americans die each year for this same reason. Complications from medications. Almost 1 million every year. Think about that, guys. And let me state it once again, a full one-third. These are government statistics, by the way. A full one-third of all people admitted into hospitals, one-third every year, are there because of complications from medication. You think this is an accident? They design medications, guys, with this thought in mind. I've talked in previous shows, and some of my guests have talked about it, and I'll talk about it on future shows, too. I'll be documenting this, that many of the psychotropic medications prescribed to people were developed simply because of their ability to attack the center of the brain that handles cognitive reasoning. And then they pawn it off on you under the pretext of helping you with various mental disorders. There's no level too low, guys, that our little globalist-controlled government won't sink to with its human experiments. The Organic Consumers Association reported on their website on November 18th of 2005, almost 2 years ago, quote, the EPA's Environmental Protection Agency, now there's a nice misnomer for you, the EPA's newly proposed rule, misleadingly titled Protections for Subjects in Human Research, yeah, they're real concerned about protecting people, puts industry profits ahead of children's welfare. So they're not only not concerned about adults and using them as guinea pigs, they're doing it with children as well. The rule allows for, the article continues, the rule allows for government and industry scientists to treat children as human guinea pigs in chemical experiments in the following situations. Number one, children who cannot be reasonably consulted, such as those that are mentally handicapped or orphaned newborns, with permission from the institution or guardian in charge of the individual, the child may be exposed to chemicals for the sake of research. Number two, parental consent forms are not necessary for testing on children who have been neglected or abused. Did you catch that? This is official government policy, understand. And it's stating that children who have been abused and taken away from their parents don't require parental consent to be tested upon. So they're going to take your kids away if you're abusing them or if they claim you're abusing them. And, you know, I've talked about this before. Most of the kids that are taken away from parents for abuse actually never abuse the kids at all. That's just the excuse they use. Like, you know, spanking. They call that abuse. It's not abuse, but they call it that so they can take your kid away. And then they're going to turn around and abuse them. This is according to government documents that admit this. Do you understand what's going on here? They just make up the claim that you're abusing them, and then they take them away and abuse them themselves in experiments. It's not like they're doing this under cloak of darkness without anybody knowing. They're telling you in their own policy papers that this is what they intend and, in fact, are doing. Number three, chemical studies on any children outside of the U.S. are acceptable. So none of these previous two mentioned stipulations would apply to foreign kids, i.e., you know, kids they pick up in the war on terror after they've already tortured them at Guantanamo. If there's anything left of them, well, we can experiment on them, and you know, we don't have to go by any guidelines. It's open season on foreign kids. Hey, look, you still want to deny this, live in your little fantasy world, you go right ahead. But I'm just telling you stuff that comes right from government documents. And you don't think they're interested in population control, in reducing the population, in murdering people so they can bring the population of the world down to 500 million, as the Georgia Guidestone monument states? Man, it's time we snap out of it, baby, and realize what's happening here. Interestingly, Congressman Dennis Kucinich introduced legislation in 2001 that was designed to prevent the use of space-based and HAARP-type systems from being used as weapons, not only in the realm of weather modification, as I've talked about on previous shows, but in other areas that are even more sinister. Known as H.R. 2977. Go Google it yourself if you think I'm making this up, guys. H.R. 2977, the Space Preservation Act of 2001 forbids the use of, quote, land-based, sea-based, or space-based systems using radiation, electromagnetic, psychotronic, sonic, laser, or other energies directed at individual persons or targeted populations for the purpose of information war, mood management, or mind control of such persons or populations. It also forbids the use of high-altitude, ultra-low-frequency weapon systems. So there you go. That's your HAARP for you right there. Mr.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Been legislation introduced. Of course, it never gets passed. But, you know, the reason for releasing these toxins are too numerous to even elaborate on here, guys. There's all kinds of sinister applications of this. It's multifaceted. But suffice it to say that none of these reasons have anything to do with general public interest. In fact, again, quite to the contrary. This stuff is being used against us, to wage war on us. There's been other laws like this, by the way, that have been passed since 2001, or have been brought up for vote, I should say. But it's obvious, guys, that even if they do get passed, these laws are never going to be enforced. They'll just go deeper underground and become more covert in their applications of this stuff and their usages of this stuff. But again, do you see what kind of world that the elites have set up for us? I mean, do you have any doubt that these scoundrels are psychopaths? How about the death penalty, guys, in the last few minutes we have here? Let me elaborate on this. Here's an interesting quote. More than 100 countries have now abolished the death penalty in law or practice against the global trend toward abolition. Spelling correction I had to make there. Against the global trend toward abolition of this kind of practice, however, the United States has relentlessly increased its rate of executions and the number of crimes punishable by death. This is according to Amnesty International, United States of America, Rights for All, October 1998 report. This is another avenue, guys, of population control. The death penalty. This country kills more people annually with the death penalty than all other countries in the world combined. The use of the death penalty, considered a barbaric abuse of human rights throughout most of the rest of the world, has for some time now been sold to the American people as the antidote to rising levels of violent crime in society. Far from deterring crime, however, executions serve to foster yet more violence by legitimizing the use of deadly force. Increasingly, family and friends of the victims of the accused are encouraged to participate in the bloodlust by attending the execution. This is all psychological warfare, guys, designed to, you know, desensitize people and drive them mad, literally. They want to set people off, guys. They want you to go crazy, go out and get your guns and go on mad shooting so they don't have to stage fake ones themselves, and then use that as an excuse to, you know, pass more gun control legislation, on and on it goes. There is even talk occasionally of televising these events for all to see, just like the Roman Empire, you know, have the shows in the Colosseum, get the gladiators going and throwing people to the lions. Hitler did it, guys. Before movies in the theaters, he would show films of slaughterhouse footage, you know, rabbits being slaughtered, whatever, just to desensitize you, get you accustomed to this kind of thing. All right, guys, we're going to go to break. Let's be right back. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back to Earth Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've been talking about population control. And, yeah, guys, you know, this death penalty thing is a big part of it. You know, then when you realize the entrapment laws and how a great many people that are in our prison system haven't even committed any crime, or at least they were set up to commit a crime where otherwise they wouldn't have done anything. One of their favorite things, of course, as I've mentioned on previous shows, is to get policewomen to pose as prostitutes and solicit guys in bars. You know, when they're drinking, their guard is down to begin with. And, you know, if they're not drunk enough, they'll buy them drinks. They'll continue to come on to them with body language and all kinds of enticing words. And, you know, they're relentless. They'll keep doing it until the guy finally gives in. And as soon as they leave the bar, police are hiding in bushes. You know, they'll come out and grab them and arrest them. And there's another victim to add to the list of this prison industry system that they've built. You know, how does it happen that in the decade of the 90s, crime rates around the country dropped about 7%, and yet the prison population increased by 200%? We went from 1 million prisoners in 1990 to 2 million around 2000. You know, how does that happen? It happens through fraudulent systems like entrapment. And, you know, you always hear of these stories. They happen far more frequent than most people care to know. But yeah, someone will be given the death penalty, and then a few years later, evidence emerges that, whoops, he had nothing to do with it. You know, I mean, the death penalty is not defendable on any ground at all. It is inhumane. It's sinister. It's psychopathic. Anybody ever see a video? You know, that I don't recommend it. It's very disgusting. But years ago in my teen days, you know, it was really popular. The Faces of Death video. Actually, I think there's like three or four of them now. It's just sickening stuff. But one of the scenes they showed in there, they're actual footages of people dying and being executed, beheaded. But they showed a scene of I just think of it now, and I'm just losing my appetite. I'm not even going to have lunch later. They showed a scene of a guy being electrocuted. It's the most... But, you know, this stuff goes on all the time in many states around the union, and they're trying to increase it. They're far from getting rid of it. Well, here's one example. In 1996, President Clinton signed the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act into law. This act, designed to reduce the time between sentence and execution, severely limits the appeals available to death row inmates in federal courts. This was from a report from Amnesty International, stated in the report, United States of America, Rights for All, the one I just made reference to, October 1998. So, you know, there's just one example of this. They're working to actually make it easier and quicker to execute people so that, you know... They can kill them before evidence does arise that they were innocent after all. Let's kill them as quick as we can before we find out that they're not guilty, and then we have to, you know, let them loose. They want to reduce the population. And, guys, it's no secret. It's a fact. Most of the people arrested in these phony or set up, I should say, in these phony arrests, you know, through entrapment are blacks and Hispanics. You cannot deny the statistics show this. The government's own statistics show this. So here we go. They get them on death row, and, you know, the bulk of the people that are executed in this country are minorities, blacks particularly, and Hispanics. So there's no question. This is part of their eugenics program targeting certain genotypes, ethnic cleansing. No question about it. All right, guys, got great guests lined up next week. Have a great weekend. We'll see you then.
It's true.